it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I did something today that I don't know that I've ever done, and I learned something
Made
today.
Sense?
That yes,
hey, sorry.
I learned
she just got
something
back.
Today.
Be nice.
And I hope there's surveillance of this somewhere, and I wish more than you know I had been filming when this happened. It was one of those moments where it is so funny that you look around to see if anyone saw what you did, and yes, everyone's laughing at you.
Hey, did one of your co-golfers get a hole-in-one last week?
She holed out from 120 yards out of the rough.
Pretty
yes,
nice.
Patty
Pretty
did. Nice. Very exciting. So I had to stop by today the Dollar Tree because I was charging my car and didn't have anything else to do. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to pop over to the Dollar Tree.
Which is now the everything in here is more than a Dollar Tree.
Yeah, it's like $3 or $5 or whatever. I got fingernail clippers, Scott. I got some nail polish. I had
That's what you did for fun?
Yeah, I had not been into the Dollar Tree.
Get some cleaning supplies. It's the best place for cleaning
supplies.
Oh,
yeah. They had a whole wall of, Scott, you name it, Comet.
Windex?
Yes, all of it for a dollar. So I'm texting the family. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the cheapest store ever. But one of the things I noticed when I got a cart, start pushing the little cart around, there is on all of the carts, there's like a pole that just goes straight up on the cart. And my first thought was that so you can see, you know, like at KU games, people have poles with like a flag at the top of it. So if you lose your person, you know where they are.
Did you have a flag at the top
no,
of that pole?
No, but I thought this must be so you can keep track of your family inside of the Dollar Tree. I didn't know what it was for.
I've never seen a random person at a football game carrying around a flag.
Oh, yeah. At big games, sure. So I didn't know. I've never seen a cart with a pole on it. Kind of like an IV pole. Does that make sense?
Maybe they're like the favorite store for strippers.
Yeah. So I'm walking. I'm doing my shopping. I'm in there about 15, 20 minutes. All of the carts have these poles. And I'm laughing. Oh, and I get a big old thing of water. Huge thing of bottled water.
Okay.
Again, for a dollar. So the water was heavy. I check out. I think my entire bill was like $14 or something crazy. I turn around to go out to my car. And literally the pole smashes into the door frame, and I whiplash myself and almost fall backwards.
This is an anti-theft device.
It's an anti-theft device.
Smart play.
I uttered a word that I cannot repeat on the radio because it was a very loud, jarring, metallic clang. So you know, from time to time, we'll see these shopping carts down here that people have dumped from Walmart or from Target.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no getting those carts out of a Dollar Tree.
You can't wheelie it a little bit and slide under?
Scott, you could maybe, like, in a jousting position, if you somehow put it all the way up on two wheels. I don't know how you would do it.
Huh.
I do know.
Brilliant.
That I ran full speed ahead into the door, and it kicked me back. I mean, it was so loud.
The system worked.
And so funny.
Yeah, it did.
And I go, oh, my gosh. And then I looked up at the pole and I go, huh.
That's why it's
here. That's what that's for. And a woman just walked right by me and she goes, yeah, you have to carry your bags out.
I'll be darned.
First timer, huh?
First timer, man.
Well, what if you get a lot of bags?
Then
you have to come back.
You have to come back. And so I left the heavy water bottles there, went to my car with my bags, came back, got the water, went back, errand done. But I'm here to tell you.
Brilliant idea.
That is the most brilliant, low-cost way. Ain't nobody stealing carts out of the Dollar Tree.
And the pole is a lot taller than the exit door.
Gigantic.
It's not necessarily for cart theft. It's
no,
to
it's
stop
for
people from loading up the cart and running out the door with the cart.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is how I'm not a thieving cart smash and grab kind of gal.
I tried to be today.
I just did not realize
clearly
what that system was for.
Now you know.
Now I know.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. Don't forget, Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. The Chiefs play the Eagles in a Super Bowl rematch Sunday afternoon, 3:25. There will be a flyover with the B-2 stealth bomber from Whiteman Air Force Base. They will conduct an Arrowhead flyover before the Chiefs' home opener. The flyover, by the way, is scheduled for 3:21, right after the national anthem. The national anthem will be performed.
Oh. Yes, please.
Would you care to guess?
Is it Gerald Wilson?
It is Gerald Wilson.
Oh, good. That makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love him.
He's got a great voice. So he will be there. Tyrann Mathieu. Did I pronounce his first name right?
Yeah.
I always mess it up. Tyrann Mathieu will be doing the drum on Sunday for the for the home opener.
Good. Honey Badger's coming back.
The Honey Badger is coming back.
You want to put a jersey on and help out our defense?
No. We're doing just fine. A little bit of a rocky start, and that's because we were halfway around the world. I'm sure we would have won if we were here.
Halfway around the world.
Dana, we were a couple hours south.
Whatever. I think we should be concentrating football here.
What happens if the Chiefs lose to the Eagles?
Well, then we're not going to be able to say it's because of jet lag.
This town is going to lose its ever-loving mind.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.